Blog Talk Radio.
This is the Burke Allen Show on WAMS. Listen now as Billboard Magazine award-winning broadcaster Burke Allen talks with entertainers, authors, speakers, and everyday Americans about the issues that affect you. Be a part of the program by calling 718-506-1944 or instant message your question and comments to our show chat room and interact with today's guest. Now, from his secret broadcast bunker located somewhere beneath the nation's capital, Washington, D.C., here's your host, Burke Allen.
It's a struggle here in the Allen household to eat right, and many of us struggle with that very thing. So today's topic, it's all about what you put in your mouth to fill your belly. The good stuff, the bad stuff, and otherwise. Nancy Lee Bentley is our guest, as today on the Burke Allen Show, we talk food. Food, and Nancy Lee Bentley is here to tell us what's good for you, what's not good for you. She's a holistic health expert, a chef, and a food scientist. Hi, Nancy.
Hey, Burke. How are you today?
Nancy, if I were to ask 100 kids, if I were to line them all up in kindergarten or elementary school and say, what do you want to be when you grow up? Some may say a fireman, some may say a policeman, maybe an astronaut, but a food scientist. How does one decide to become a food scientist?
Starting out with making mud pies in the sandbox, but, you know, we've done about everything we can do with food. And having that scientific background, which, you know, I studied at college and all that, was really valuable for understanding food and the magic of it and how to make it taste good as well as be healthy. But, you know, I've learned a lot just by doing it. And so it's been a process. I've done everything, about everything you can do with food, as well as in the lab, in the kitchen, and in the garden. So I've got a lot of things that I'm so happy to be able to share with people, because I know people are really struggling. How do we eat healthy and cheaper and, you know, fill our plate without busting the budget, as it were?
There's a lot of misinformation out there. Nancy Lee Bentley to help us get it all squared away. And if you'd like to be a part of the program, our number is 718-506-1944. So let's get right into it. You hear so many things. This is good for you. This is not good for you. You should eat this because it will make you feel better. And then, 6 months later, out comes the latest Consumer Reports survey that says not so much. So how do you know which way to go?
Right? Yeah, it is very confusing, and there is so much misinformation, and of course you have to listen to and really think about who's saying what, because I'll tell you, all those marketing claims out there, those companies want you to buy their product, and, you know, whether it's healthy or not, they're going to try to make you think it is. They're going to give you these claims that, this is healthy, whether it is or not. So it is confusing. And that is something that, a lot of people don't have scientific background or knowledge. But this is where I'm coming in, and I'm saying we've got to get real here. And we have to realize that, hey, you are the best expert when it comes to your own body. You are the expert, not the doctor and nobody else. You've got to listen to your own body and start seeing what works with it and what doesn't. Noticed a few people have these rubber tires, belly fat these days. You notice that?
Clearly you've been looking at my website, Nancy.
What did you have for breakfast this morning, Bert? Right.
I'm not telling.
All right. No, I don't.
Now, as you get into to trying to eat better, and I think many Americans are making that effort at least, one of the things that you hear constantly in today's world is you should eat organically. True, false, and how do you know what you're getting at the market is actually organic and what's not?
Okay. Yes, it's a good idea to do that, not just because it's trendy, but because when we started really developing the organic market and the organic standards, that is something that organic actually, when it says certified organic, it actually has standards that it has to comply with for the way the product is grown, the way the food is handled, and so forth. But one of the key things there is that the way the food is grown, they actually put more nutrients into, there end up being more nutrients in that food, more minerals especially. We talk about vitamins and so forth, but if you don't have minerals in your food, in the soil, then it's not going to be in your food. And that's one of the reasons why food doesn't taste very good. And in my experience, I found that the organics will actually taste good, but that's an indicator that there's actually more nutrition in there. And we are talking real foods here. So at least the organic has standards. Natural, the term natural, that's one of those marketing terms. There's absolutely no solid facts or anything about that other than the marketing claim. Organic, on the other hand, has certain standards that the product has to comply with. So you have some assurance there.
Go for organic, forget about natural. Nancy Lee Bentley is our guest. More with Nancy Lee with your food questions. And we're going to get into Nancy's specific recommendations on how to eat better on a budget right after this on The Burke Allen Show. Hang on.
You're listening to the radio right now. That means you're a radio fan. Did you ever think, I could do that? I could be on the radio? Well, now you can. Visit GetYourOwnRadioShow.com now and sign up for a free online course to help you get your own radio show. Talk shows, music shows, and more. It's fun, easy, and best of all, you can learn in your own home. Find out how. Visit GetYourOwnRadioShow.com today. That's GetYourOwnRadioShow.com. GetYourOwnRadioShow.com.
This just in. Now you can speak your email instead of typing it. It's the revolutionary new online breakthrough that's being called the next big thing on the internet. Video email. It's easy to use, saves time, and you'll be the first to have it. But wait, there's more. You could also broadcast your own live TV show online. Use it for family, friends, or business presentations. Video email and online TV broadcast? How much would that cost? Hundreds? Thousands? How about less than $4 a day? Find out more. Visit GreatVideoTool.com today. That's GreatVideoTool.com. Do it now. GreatVideoTool.com.
Are you afraid of things that go bump in the night? Dark Force, the true and terrifying story of Bill Bean, has been featured on the Discovery Channel's A Haunting, Coast to Coast AM, and more. Now, Bill Bean shares his amazing story of horror and redemption in his own words. You can own a personally autographed copy of Dark Force by Bill Bean at a special low price for radio listeners. Visit BillBeanBook.com today. That's BillBeanBook.com and experience Dark Force.
You know I love that organic cooking, always ask for more. And they call me Mr. Natural, on down to the health food store. I only eat good sea salt, white sugar don't touch my lips. And my friends is always begging me to take them on macrobiotic trips. Yes, they are. But at night I take out my strong box that I keep under lock and key. And I take it off to my closet where nobody else can see. I open that lid so slowly, take a peek up north, down, south. Then I pull out a Hostess Twinkie, and I pop it in my mouth.
The great junk food junkie from Larry Gross, and Nancy Lee Bentley is our guest today. I thought that you would get a kick out of that. Made the guests laugh. That's a good thing.
It is pretty funny, really, when you think about it. I mean, we are like, we want to eat healthy. You know, we're like, oh, I eat healthy, but then, we're coming up with all these these problems, like, right? Health problems.
They don't make it easy. Nancy Lee is the co-author of Dr. Mercola's Total Health Program. And as we go out to shop, quite often when you want to buy organic foods, healthier foods, they tend to be more expensive at the grocery store, certainly in restaurants, than the maybe not so healthy stuff. Any tips on how to avoid that higher expense?
Well, yeah, food in restaurants is going to be more expensive. You are having somebody else prepare those foods for you, acquire those foods for you. You're cheaper. The closer you get to the food, the better. And so it's going to be a little bit cheaper in the supermarkets, but it's actually going to be cheaper if you do, get more involved with and get closer and get food closer to the source. In other words, like, hey, go to your local farmer's market or get involved with a community-supported project where you get the farmer to grow for you. That's the freshest and healthiest and cheapest way to do it. Hey, growing some of your own in your own garden or even on your porch in a container, we've got lots of ways, which I've been incorporating into, my books, Truly Cultured, and into this Eat for $40 a Week or Less. Which is possible to do even with organic food, Burke. I know people say, what you have to realize, though, here is you have three principles. You've got, everybody's got time, energy, and money, right?
Sure.
And if you have more money, which we have been, let somebody else cut up your vegetables for you. Let somebody else process and make these ready-to-eat foods for you. But there's a cost to that. So if you have more money, you can spend less time and energy on food. But if you don't have as much money, and now people are really getting up against the wall with their food budgets, they want to eat healthier and cheaper, you've got to put more time and energy into it. There's just no getting around it. And I know, I don't want to hear this. But as I say, hey, I'm just the messenger. Don't shoot the messenger. It's like, this is like bottom line. You can spend more time and energy, then you can spend less money. But, I mean, you really can't get away from these things.
Nancy Lee Bentley is our guest. She calls herself a holistic health expert. And tell me what you mean by that, by the way.
What I'm looking at, and I've been involved with everything from food and agriculture and nutrition, health and wellness. It's that whole spectrum, but not just about physical health, but it's not about what you're eating. It's about what's eating you that is the problem, right? It's both. It's all. And so we're talking about physical health, emotional health, spiritual health, mental health, and health of our earth and health of our planet, too. It's all. It's the whole thing, holistic. So we've got to look at all those things.
You have a new book called Truly Cultured, and if our listeners want to pick that up, where can they find that? Is it in bookstores now?
It's in bookstores. You can get it through online as well, and you can also get it from me directly at trulycultured.com. And with that one, the reason why they might want to consider going to the website and ordering it is because I also offer a free bonus 40-page ebook on the subject of eating healthier for less, including Eat for $40 a Week or Less. This is my bonus booklet that I offer free to people who buy the book from me. I mean, they can get it, in bookstores. They can get it online, but they won't get this free Eat for $40 a Week booklet. It really is possible.
I like it. $40 a week to eat.
Or less.
All right. Very good.
Or less.
And if you'd like to get the free booklet that goes along with Truly Cultured, then visit Nancy Lee Bentley online at trulycultured.com. All right. I promise no McDonald's for me for lunch today. Nancy Lee Bentley, thanks for being on the program. I appreciate your time today.
It was great to talk to you, Burke. Thanks so much.
Visit Nancy Lee Bentley online at trulycultured.com. I'm Burke Allen in Washington, D.C. Have a great day.